Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Feel Good Friday around the corner, about 20 minutes away, maybe 30 minutes. We have one from a staff member that's a real good Feel Good Friday. So she'll kick it off for us.
Your lips are very shiny, Jason.
You
look like you have a
Oh, real quick before I get to the new music. Yeah, I came home yesterday and my wife looked at me. My lips have been hurting really bad, like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
And she looked at me weird and she goes, "Why do you have lipstick on your lips?" I was like, "I don't know. I don't have lipstick on my lips." I went to the bathroom. My lips were so red.
Bloody almost.
Yeah, they were like almost bloody. I guess because I have them so chapped up.
Yeah, yeah.
So Jenna just hooked me up with some
rosebud salve.
Yeah. So that's why my lips are all shiny.
Lathered it all.
Yeah.
My lips hurt really bad.
Men just don't know how to use it. I told him to put on a lot, but my key to preventing the chapter getting rid is like I treat them overnight. So before I go to bed, I just put on a ton of Aquaphor or something. Not the mentholated stuff. Don't use that stuff. It makes it worse.
My lips hurt real bad.
Yeah.
It feels sexy,
but
though.
You put so, yeah, you just feel like juicy.
Yeah, like my lips feel so juicy right now. Like I'd want to kiss them.
It's outside the outline, too.
If you saw your lips, you'd want to kiss them?
I think so. I mean, they feel like they need to be kissed.
Kelly?
They feel like they need to be kissed.
Kelly?
Now, my lips are off limits today.
Yeah, I don't put much stuff on my lips, but I'm feeling good about this.
Is that the JC lip kit?
Yeah. Can you tell that they're a different color than normal?
They're pinker.
They're red,
they're more pink.
Pinky.
And very shiny.
Salmon.
Yeah. Very shiny.
Very shiny. I'm using it. What's that thing called again?
Wet rosebud salve.
Wet rose.
What?
No.
No. Well, I don't know where you got wet rose, but you can go rosebud salve.
Wet rose. I guess it's because my lips are so moist right now.
Give me some of that wet rose.
Yeah, our cousin named Wet Rose.
No, you don't.
Pretty
Smith's.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. It goes into your bloodstream slowlier.
That's why I'm wearing that. The rose.
I hope everyone got smarter this week.
Not
from listening to us.
We taught you some stuff.
I hope you educated yourself in other ways.
Jenna's going to educate us, too. She's bringing her That's What I Like.
I am. I got song, app, something you need to buy for your phone, and something to prevent illness.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Sorry. The flu has been kicking people's butts this year.
People at my New Year's Eve party keep getting the flu.
Uh-oh.
And it's everyone that was playing beer pong.
Uh-oh. Dude, you just put my gloss on.
I touched it with my finger.
What if it's incubating?
I made it drip onto it. I didn't contact your lip thing.
Okay.
Wet rose.
I made it drop onto it.
Wet rose.
Wet rose.
Wet rose.
That's funny. Wet rose.
I think that's going to be my rapper name.
Wet rose.
Wet rose. Little wet rose.
My bartender called in. Well, she came in with the flu. I'm like, go home.
Yeah.
Which means I couldn't find anybody to work.
Yeah.
Which means, guess who gets to bartend? This guy. And I did it for a minute. I'm not a good bartender, y'all. I'm not a good anything at the bar. Cook. I don't know.
Why don't you take a bartending course?
I should.
So you
it's
know.
Random man.
I still remember. Well, I had to take the course in college.
You should have called you.
You should have called me. Just the counts. Like, what don't you know? How to count the shot?
I could do that. Just the whole, we're talking about the Moscow Mule yesterday. I don't know how to make a Moscow Mule. If you want a vodka tonic, I can make a vodka tonic. If you want a beer,
you can do easy.
Yeah.
I can do easy.
And now you know how to pour the beer because we learned earlier this week.
Jack and Coke.
I know what you mean. The specialty.
We're a Long Island iced tea. I am out. I'm like, I'm sorry that drink is, we don't offer that drink right now.
You better have an iPad right there so you can get
to you know what a Long Island is? All I remember is my hands were too small, but you pick up 5 different bottles of liquor and count to 4 as you hang it.
Ooh.
But it was like it's everything. It's everything on a Long Island.
And that's why it tastes so good.
Oh,
so good. All right, let's get to new music.
All right.
Yay.
Justin Timberlake has been teasing us. And he released Filthy today. It's off his upcoming album, Man of the Woods, which he...
So good. Do you know how some songs are growers?
Yeah.
Just immediately. Right on.
Really?
Yes.
I think this might be a grower for me.
Oh, I love it.
I think the video ruined it.
I love that little, the hater's going to hate.
Yeah.
It's real or something.
No question, I want it. Fire up, everybody's smoking.
Haters don't think it's fake.
Yes. And they ain't giving it to
six. Yeah, it is a good one. I'm liking it more.
Go for them, put them on the list. You know what I want.
His album, Man of the Woods, will come out February 2nd.
Oh,
you know, he'll be doing the Super Bowl.
Be online to buy those tickets the minute they go on sale.
Yeah.
I can't think of a song lately that a video made me like that song more the first time.
You like the robot?
I love that.
Yeah, Justin's off to the side doing the moves for the robot. The robot's dancing with some sexy girls.
That's the most innovative video I've seen in a long time.
Robot gets very inappropriate.
Graphic. Very inappropriate.
Very.
Hey.
Real. So?
You guys see X Machina X, that movie? I don't remember. X Machina X. Did you ever see that movie?
No, is that how the robots look?
It's a great movie. You guys should watch it. Yeah.
But I'm just going to watch this video again instead.
Well, I feel like that's what this inspired him.
This takes less. This takes 3 minutes.
Kelly, Jenna, your friend from Aspen has a new song out.
Friend from Aspen?
Rita Ora.
Oh.
Yeah, you saw her in Aspen.
Yeah, barely.
She has a song with Liam Payne. It's the new 50 Shades song. It's called For You.
Been waiting for a
when I was watching my hour-long video. Oh, there he is. I was watching the evolution of One Direction on YouTube, all their performances, how they were created.
Yeah.
They were making him like the front man on the show. He was starting all the songs. He always had the first. He was always in the middle.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they were trying to make him the lead.
And something turned. Something happened?
Well, I think they all became equal. And then Harry a little bit. You know, Harry got a little bit of a boost there towards the end of the One Direction. But yeah, there was Liam always kicking it off and being in the center of everything.
Right.
Also, Charlie Puth has a song with Boys to Men.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was that, Kelly?
What was that?
Oh, that's interesting.
It's called If You Leave Me Now.
Because when I think of all the nights I'll be alone, I get terrified. Please don't say goodbye. Cause girl, if you leave me now, if you give it up and just
I'm gonna be checking out Boys to Men tonight.
Oh, really?
I'm going to the symphony, you guys.
Oh, fancy.
My wife and I decided late last night to go.
Okay.
And apparently symphony tickets a little bit more pricier than I expected.
Yes.
Boys to Men accompanied by the symphony?
By an orchestra, yeah, by the
symphony. You're going to love it.
Yeah. It's an experience.
It's so cool when the symphony plays with a pop act.
And they're one of my favorite of all time. Oh, that guy was singing this. So I hate that I'm getting a little bit sick because I'm not going to be able to belt it out as loud as I want to.
Or are you going to sing with the symphony?
You have to. When you go to a Boys to Men concert, everybody's singing.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do the backup.
You guys are going to have another baby.
Oh, tonight?
Are you spending the night?
For sure.
No, we're going to go back home.
Okay.
She wants a baby, right?
It's up on the way.
We talked about it.
And you never
got it. You're out of the woods.
Hmm? With George?
With George.
Yes.
Oh, my bet is out of the woods. Yes. I get a vacation.
You didn't, because if you got pregnant,
the bet was what?
Wasn't the bet, how many years? Was
one,
it just last year?
It was just 1 year.
It was just last year.
And I went unscathed.
And the bet was if you got pregnant, you had to name the baby after him.
George.
George.
But if you didn't get pregnant, what was the...
He's going to pay for a vacation for me and Kinsey.
Because I don't remember that part of it. I just remember the other part.
Yeah.
That's a great bet.
Kelly, thank you. I totally forgot that I won my bet.
That's a great bet.
So now to make a baby.
Yeah. No. I think we're still... We talked about it, and then our son walked in on us.
Whoa.
Talking about it?
Yeah, they were just... Yeah. Yeah.
And the kids said they want another sibling?
Yeah. It was actually Facebook memory. All those memories come up, and it's when the babies are little.
Yeah.
Facebook turned you on?
Yeah. And because it was them when they were little.
Makes
and,
you want another one.
And you're like, oh, I remember when they were that little and cute, and they didn't have opinions or walked in on us.
Yeah, I know. They didn't talk trash.
Yeah, they didn't talk. And so we got talking, and then he ruined it. So, no baby.
Ruined it for everybody.
Ruined it for everybody. And also Kendrick Lamar and SZA, they got a new song called All the Stars. SZA had a great year. So did Kendrick. Kendrick's going to be producing the new Black Panther movie soundtrack.
Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You can bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. You ain't know you.
false confidence and calculated promises.
Kendrick Lamar from Compton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Shout out. Your neck of the woods.
Yeah, man.
So that's your new music right there. Justin Timberlake with Filthy, Rita Ora and Liam Payne for you, Charlie Puth with Boyz II Men, If You Leave Me Now, Kendrick Lamar and SZA, All the Stars.
All right.
That's your new music out today. Can you get to that while you're fixing your house?
Yes. Yeah. I'm personally going to fix my house.
Yeah. What's going
what
on?
What happened?
Well, this is bad. It's like one of those situations where you have to apologize to your kids.
Oh boy.
Because we kept finding water on the bathroom floor and we're like, you guys, you need to be more, you know, we weren't brutal, but we're like, y'all need to clean this up. This is ridiculous. You knew where the towels are. Yeah. Stuff like that.
So you thought they were going in there splashing around.
We just thought they were just
you're being a mom, blaming without knowing.
And I wasn't the only one. Alan, my husband, was guilty as well of telling the kids, y'all need to stop making a mess. Well, yesterday, Alan was home and he walked into the bathroom. Well, one of the kids came out and said, Dad, there's water everywhere. So he went there and looked, and he saw from the ceiling it's dripping.
Okay.
And not only is it dripping, it's coming out the baseboards. It's coming out the light. The light
bubbling and everything?
Huh?
Is it bubbling?
It was just dripping. Okay. Drip, constant drip. So we have the contractor that did my kitchen years ago. I trust him implicitly. Even though he's not a plumber, he's got all the connections and he knows all the right people. So I called him, and Dale came out to the house and looked at it, and they ended up cutting a big hole in the ceiling. The water starts.
Oh boy.
The sheetrock is mush. Ugh. The paint in the wall is bubbling. It's filled like like little sacks on the wall filled with water.
Oh, those sacks.
So we don't really know what's going on. We think it's coming from under the bathtub. He said it's not like, he said you don't want to file this one on your insurance. He said he thinks out of all the scenarios, this is going to be not one of the worst case scenarios. Okay. So he thinks we're just going to have to eat this one and pay it out of pocket. But the plumber's coming out today to determine where it's coming from.
Did you have to cordon off that quarter of your
that wing
of the
off limits?
Is it the west wing or the east wing or the south?
The west wing.
The west wing is closed.
Man.
So anyway, it's just a pain. It's like, dang it, you know, just headaches, and it could be a lot worse. People are dealing with so much worse. I've got friends with this bomb cyclone, and this weather that's nuts. People have got their pipes frozen in their house for days. Yeah. Can you imagine when those thaw out what they're going to have to deal with?
Yeah.
So this is really just a minor headache.
It could be worse.
Mm-hmm. It could always be worse, and we did apologize to the kids. We're like, sorry, we blamed you guys. But,
are you guys going to buy them something?
Trust me, they are taking care of us.
Yeah.
Our kids, we were talking about this. Christmas was ridiculous this year.
Too much.
Well, we're both divorced, and both of our spouses have, you know, everybody's remarried and everybody's partnered off. And, you know, so not only did they have Christmas with, like, my family, just our little family get together, the six of us, then my parents, then his parents, and then they go to their mom's house and they do his parents and her parents. You know, it's like, they had like eight Christmases point where it's like, this is too much. And the kids, you can even tell when they're opening presents, they're like,
it's like no big deal.
They were over it. It was like, we got to reevaluate.
Be like, divorce is awesome.
We got to reevaluate next Christmas, because I felt like a glutton. Yeah. I felt bad about it after a while. It's like, this was ridiculous.
Yeah, I do the present chart.
It was our learning experience for us. It was our first one. And we just are going to scale back.
Yeah.
You feel bad. You shouldn't feel bad about Christmas.
No.
So we're going to fix that next year. I don't know how, but we're gonna figure out a plan.
I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm sorry.
Thanks for feeling sorry for me for having too much Christmas.
I know. It's a shame that you have too much
first world problem.
Yeah, that is a first world
problem.
And the leaking, you know, like I said, it could be a million times worse.
We're
just glad we caught it. I guess I get to do a new paint job in the dining room and all this stuff.
Fortunately, you have eight other bathrooms, so that's cool.
Fortunately, right?
Eight and a half, Al.
Sorry.
Yeah. But man, all I wanted to do yesterday was just sit down and have a drink. And it's like, can't do that with all these kids. That kind of sets a bad example.
Yeah, I ruined my
kids. This is what you do when life gives you a problem. You pour yourself a glass of vodka.
All you gotta do.
No, that's not a good lesson. So we just went out for Mexican food instead.
Yeah, you eat
Shut
it.
Up.
I ate my feelings, yeah. Man. I'm sitting there literally while the guy is cutting the hole in the ceiling. I was like, I need salt. I need something salt and crunchy. I was like jonesing.
Salt?
And I was like, I need salt. And Alan's looking at me like, you're crazy. I was like, no, I need salt. So I went and popped a big bag of microwave popcorn, movie theater butter. And I'm just sitting there. I polished off that bag in like 2 minutes because I'm just like, how bad is this going to be? I was just stuffing my face. I ate. He's like, you are really eating your feelings. I said, like, yes.
This is
literal.
Wow.
I needed salt. I need salt. Oh,
that's funny.
Now I want Mexican food. Mexican food can fix anything except an upset stomach.
Mexican food makes me feel good.
Yeah. Let me just say, I was eating Tums last night when I went to bed.
Yeah.
I paid for it.
It's worth it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. It wasn't like that. It was these horrible guests.
All right, Kid Nation. Pick up those phones.
Yeah. Feel good.
Kelly's feeling much better this morning.
Much better.
Much better. And we want to know why you're feeling good. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
Feel Good Friday, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we're actually going to talk to one of our staff members who has a very good Feel Good Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's going to kick it off for us. It's gonna be an aww. We're gonna get an aww.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
and I'm all excited.
You'll get to meet our new phone screener, Alicia, next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
You feel good, don't it?
And that shit make you feel good.
We're feeling good because it's our first Feel Good Friday of the year.
It's Friday.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You could use that to call us on our phone, or you can text us on our text line. We have both.
Same number.
We are fancy. We do want to kick off Feel Good Friday with one of our staff members, our newest member of the show. Mm-hmm. She's our phone screener. This is who you get to talk to every time you call us. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about you.
Well, I'm living the dream working here.
Yeah?
That's one thing.
Where are you from?
Here. Dallas,
okay. She's from here.
But my feel good is that my boyfriend of 3 years, we just celebrated 3 years, he's flying in town today.
Yay!
He's gonna come visit for 12 days.
And you haven't seen him?
Haven't seen him in months, since like October, since I actually quit my other job
to come
and
here.
Moved here.
Where did you move from?
North Carolina.
Oh, man.
So we're doing very long distance.
How's the long distance been working?
You know, every time I mention this, everyone gives me the same face, that little sad puppy dog head tilt, like, oh.
Like what we did with Alan, Dr.
Yeah,
Norfolk.
Like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, why are you sorry? We're doing great.
Yeah, everything's good.
Everything's good. Thank God for FaceTime, you know?
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
See, Al refuses to FaceTime. That's why I think things went wrong.
I'm not a big FaceTime.
Did you see where that got him?
Yeah.
Well,
that's wonderful. 12 whole days. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll so we have dinner tomorrow, Reunion Tower. You'll see the nice view.
Yeah.
And then just spend some really quality time together in my apartment.
We know. What does she mean, Kelly?
Making out.
Oh, okay.
Sandwich,
Kelly.
First, he has to make it here because is this not the first time he's ever flown?
He has me freaking out, guys.
It's the first time he's flown?
He's never flown before.
How old is he?
He is 25.
Okay.
Never flown before. And I've flown all the time. So I'm on the phone, you know, it gets stressful. I get it. Yeah, I'm teaching him everything. He stops me halfway and he's like, babe, I got this. I'll show up an hour early.
No problem.
It's fine. And I'm like, you are going to miss your flight. And then he goes, he does not have a nonstop.
Oh, no.
And he was like, do I leave the airport?
Come
back? And I was like, babe, you're never going to make it. Oh, my gosh.
Let us know.
You should go to the airport now.
No, you should hire him. You get one of those little tags they put around the kids, you know, 10 and under.
Yes,
so they get escorted to the gate. You should buy that for
him. Oh, the sign around his neck.
He also told me the wrong airport to pick him up at. Yeah, I had to log in myself and see where he was landing.
That's just guys being guys, though. That's just not, yeah.
And of course, he's not going to ask for directions in the airport. So that's great.
You should have had Kenzie set up his flight arrangements.
No. Never let my wife set up your flight arrangements.
We'll see. Yeah. I'll let you know if he actually makes
it. She's starting a travel agent.
My wife forgets to click finish.
Yeah.
And so there will be no tickets.
Yeah.
But you guys are going to have fun. Yay.
We will, yes.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Jordan.
Jordan.
All right.
He's probably sleeping.
Jordan.
Oh, he's not listening? Then whatever, Jordan.
Whatever.
You sleep it away, buddy. Thanks, Alicia. That's who you talk to. So when you call, say hi to Alicia. She's back in the phone screening room with her boy, Nick. Let's get to the phones right now. We got some great Feel Good Fridays coming in from Kid Nation members. We're going to be jealous of Josh, Al.
Okay.
Josh, what's going on?
What's up, JC? Man, I love you guys. I love listening to you guys every morning.
Love you, Josh.
Thank you.
I might love you more if you share the wealth with what you're about to tell us.
What?
Hey, my feel good is, so a little background. I've been with my company for 10 years, and I have a friend that I grew up with, lived together in college. He's been with the company just slightly over what I have. Well, so we're both very good friends with one of our owners, and two nights ago, he called us both up out of the blue and kind of said, hey, you know, we just really don't get to spend a whole lot of time together since, you know, the company has grown like it has. Would you guys just want to go to the national championship game?
Oh!
What? Awesome.
Wow.
I was literally stunned. I sat there and I said, are you serious? Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I'm serious, you know, and he kind of led into it more. And I just still sat there and I said, are you really serious? And he was like, dude, I'm serious. Like, do you want to, I didn't know, dude, if you needed to, like, stay home and watch it with your wife or if you would be okay.
No.
I said, no, my wife will be fine. I'm in.
These are like $2,000. The cheap seats are like $2,000.
You got lucky.
No, and we're lower level.
Oh, okay. Well, wow. add some numbers to that. Are you Georgia or are you
Bama?
Bama.
My friend and I are Georgia all the way.
Okay.
Our owner graduated from Bama, and he's Bama all the way.
Yeah, don't tell him you're cheering for the Bulldogs.
Well,
friendly rivalry. It's kind of fun.
Well, he did tell me, he said, the stipulation is you have to sit on the Alabama side. I said, dude, I will sit on the roof if that's what it
takes. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Hey,
you guys have fun. Take tons of pictures, Josh. Oh, that's
great time.
So cool.
That's awesome,
yeah,
man.
My father-in-law, Georgia, went there, graduated, so I've got to go for Georgia.
Oh, really?
I've got to.
That's okay. Well,
and plus, Alabama beat Clemson. So.
Yeah. Yeah. How dare they?
Kelly's from South Carolina.
How dare they?
Clemson. Don't forget about that P that's silent, but not existing. Spoken. It's not even existing.
It's invisible.
It's invisible, yes. Speaking of the game, Becky from South Carolina wrote us, Kelly, and said, my husband's a Georgia Bulldogs fan, so he feels very good that his team's going to the national championship on Monday. He even bought parking passes to go tailgate outside of the stadium, even though he's not going to the game.
Oh, that's fun to be part of it, though. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
right?
That's what you just want to be around it.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. Roll Tide, baby.
We just had like a bunch of bulldogs. So you're roll tiding?
Yeah.
What do I do? Woof woof. Do I woof? What do I do as a bulldog?
Yeah, woof.
Well, sure.
I don't know what
I'm not sure.
To
woof
do.
Woof.
Yeah. Hey Lacey.
Hi.
Good morning. What's your feel good Friday?
Well, I am a licensed practical nurse, and I am on my way right now to my last clinical day for IV certification. And once I have that completed, I'll be applying to RN school to be a registered nurse.
Nice. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes. Awesome.
Nurses are angels walking amongst us. I'm saying that because I'm biased. I want it to be a nurse.
You want to be a nurse.
They're the best.
Yeah, they are the best. They seriously, when you somebody gives
you're
birth.
In the hospital.
Yeah.
Nothing like a good nurse, man.
There's nothing like it.
Yep. Yeah.
Ooh, Laura's going on a cool trip. Laura, how you doing?
Hey.
Hi. So where are you going to be going next week?
It feels good. I'm going to South Korea for 3 days and then Tokyo for 4 days.
Tokyo Princess.
Wow.
Yes. Konnichiwa.
Well, okay, now you're going a little fast for me.
Why are you going and what are you doing?
Listen, I have a friend over there who she's in South Korea teaching English. Her contract is up at the end of next month. And I was like, girl, I've got to come before you come back. So, and she hasn't been able to travel either because she's been working so much. So we're going to go hang out for a week. We're going to go to the Cup of Noodle Museum. We're going to bring you guys back some ramen so Kelly can have her salt when she needs it.
Thank you.
Yes.
And that's what's up.
Hey,
thank you.
Can you be on the lookout for the BTS boys?
The BTS boys. Okay.
Yeah, K-pop.
Yeah. Oh, K-pop. Okay, yeah, heard of that.
Yeah.
I'll be on the lookout.
All right.
Well, thank you, Laura. I love your personality,
fun.
By the way. You have a cool personality.
Fun.
So, South Korea.
That's Laura. She's going to be going to South Korea and Tokyo.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Fun, man.
That's where the World Cup's in South Korea this year, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
I think so.
Is it?
Sounds
or is
good.
That the Olympics. The Olympics are. Yeah, next month.
I know something was happening in South Korea.
Yeah. I forget where the World Cup's at.
The World Cup's in Brazil, isn't it?
Where I don't remember.
I thought they were both in Rio.
But the Olympics are in Pyeongchang. I think I said it right.
All right.
Pyeongchang.
And you're the guy that just asked me where the national championship game was going to be played. You just asked me that.
So? It changes every year.
Yeah.
It's in Atlanta, by the way.
It's in Atlanta?
Yeah, they're playing at the new Mercedes-Benz.
No, I thought you were talking about the World Cup again. I'm like, I thought that wasn't Brazil.
Hey, Ryan.
That's why we're not on a sports station.
I want to go to a World Cup.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how are y'all?
How you doing? So you're also a nurse?
I am. I'm working on my PhD.
Whoa.
All right, Dr. Nurse.
So what's your feel good?
My feel good is today I get to send one of my NICU babies home.
Aww.
How long was the baby in the hospital for?
He was in there 4 months. He was 1 pound and 2 ounces when he was born.
Wow.
So you held the baby when they were 1 pound?
Absolutely.
Are they about as big as...
You can't really hold them because they're in a minimal stimulation room.
Yeah.
So you can't really hold them, but you have to make sure they're hydrated and all of that stuff.
Wow.
Like the size of like a 16-ounce Coke.
Yeah, literally. Tiny.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations to that baby you've been taking care of, Ryan. By the way, the World Cup is in Russia this year.
Russia.
We're way off.
Russia.
That's sports talk with the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Soccer in Russia? I don't even know.
Yeah, the Russian team's got a soccer team.
I thought they couldn't even be in it this year or something.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
we're going to be in the Olympics.
We're going to stop talking about stuff that we know nothing about.
No. Coming up next, we're going to tell you about the MLS table. What we're going
to
do.
Yeah, if you want to get dumber, listen to our show. We don't know anything.
Hey, what's up, Nicole?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your Feel Good Friday?
My Feel Good Friday is my husband and I were granted permission through the juvenile court for our gestational carrier.
So surrogate.
Oh. What does that mean?
So a gestational carrier is when it's our embryo. And a surrogate is when the mother is genetically connected to the baby.
So what?
Okay, break that down for people like us that don't know nothing.
So what does this mean?
I had to learn this too. A gestational carrier is going to carry me and my husband's child. It's our embryo.
There we go.
Your seed, his seed,
my egg.
Boom.
That's not the same as a surrogate?
No.
No.
A surrogate is when she uses her egg to create a baby.
With your husband?
So you mean Kim Kardashian's got a surrogate, not a gestational carrier?
Well, we don't know.
Well, I thought it was her stuff.
Yeah, I have no...
I don't know either. We keep saying
sorry, we didn't mean to make this about Kim Kardashian.
Nicole only knows about Nicole.
Man, okay.
Congratulations,
maybe
Nicole.
Maybe they just say surrogate because that's what people understand.
Right. Yeah, because I had no clue.
Right. I said the same thing when I found out.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations. You're going to have your baby.
Yes.
Right? Man, science is nuts.
Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know.
Now we know. So what was it again?
It's her
gestational,
egg, her
gestational
surrogate.
Yeah.
And then a regular surrogate is the person's egg.
And the
or a donor egg.
Right.
Yeah, donor. Right.
And the Olympics are in Russia.
Olympics are in Russia.
Wow.
World Cup.
No. South Korea.
World Cup's in Russia.
Olympics are in South Korea. World Cup is in Russia.
Got it.
I'll be watching on the TV.
Learning going on this Friday.
I can't handle it.
I'm going to learn you some more.
Yeah, Jenna, what you got for us?
Am I doing my stuff next?
Yeah, you're doing. That's what I like.
You guys are going to learn some more things. I'm going to tell you why you need to, I don't say this lightly, why you need to run, not walk, to the Apple Store today if you have an iPhone.
Run.
Because I'm going to save your iPhone.
Okay.
I'm going today then with something they just came out with. Yes, and I got something healthy for you guys.
All right, we'll get to Jenna's That's What I Like next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Jenna, what you got for us this week?
What do you want first? You guys want a new song?
Sure.
We're in a new music mood.
Want a new song? Yeah, to go along with Justin Timberlake.
New song, yes. So this girl, her name is Arlissa. She's been on the scene for a minute, but she's really young. She's 25. She hasn't put out much, just a couple of singles. And she was born in Germany, raised in London. She's collaborated with Nas.
Whoa.
And there's a remix of a song she came out with that just came out today. And it's called Hearts Ain't Gonna Lie. We get along and along on the outside. Head out the door, but our hearts on the inside. Love don't feel right. We get along and along on the outside. Hearts ain't gonna lie. We're high above the same. Don't take that the wrong way. You know what I mean. Hearts ain't gonna lie.
Kensington, London.
Yeah, she looks really cool. I just heard about her today when I see new music that comes out on Friday. I'm like, oh, this song's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's the new.
Arlissa.
That's that new?
Yeah, that's the new. Okay, before I tell you about why you need to run to the Apple Store, I'm going to tell you about Nature's Protection. Do you know what Nature's Protection is?
Nothing I can tell on the radio.
Well, my girlfriend Mackenzie and I, she seems to be coming down with something, right? And we've been spending time together. And I see yesterday she posts some stories on Instagram. She's in the health food store and she's hippy dippy. Like I like to say that she likes to do the natural remedies, which I normally don't believe in.
Essential oils and all that good stuff?
Oh, yeah. She's into crystals and oils and teas and
elixirs and all that.
She eats pieces of garlic when she feels a sore throat coming on.
There's something to all that.
She drinks that kombucha.
I hear nothing but great things about that kombucha.
Mackenzie hardly gets sick. And so she was feeling a little sick yesterday. I want to check in with her this morning. But she was trying something at the health food store they recommended. And she said as soon as she brought it to work, everyone was like, oh, yes, this works. It's a potion. And with the flu going around, I thought you guys might want to know this.
I don't know if I want to
potion. Maybe you take it and you already are going to go, okay, I know. But anyway, it's called black elderberry syrup. Has anyone tried black elderberry syrup?
I've heard of elderberry, but I've never.
Nature's Protection.
Where do we get black elderberry? What kind of berry is that?
At Whole Foods. You can buy the dried berries online, but apparently this is you can take this all the time, not just when you're sick. It's a super immunity booster.
So if you
feel like you're getting sick, apparently it tastes great. You can even mix it with ginger ale. You can drink it all the time and kids can have it. It's safe for anyone. She said it tastes delicious.
Like berries. It's elderberries.
She said it's like a thick liqueur, so you can take it as cough syrup. If kids have a cough, it's a more natural thing than to drug them on NyQuil, but you can even take it before you're sick. She said that it was keeping her, what was coming on, at bay throughout the day. And I thought if she had the flu, she'd be down by the end of the day. But we'll check in. She's still sleeping.
I'm going to look into the elderberry.
So you can order the berries online. If you don't have a health food store by you, you can order them on Amazon.
Black elderberry syrup?
Yes.
Is there a younger berry?
A younger berry.
Because, you know, Jen, I'm going to go. Alan and I are doing a liver cleanse, so I've got to go up there anyway. So I might look into the elderberry.
Why don't you get
too.
It? I'm going to start taking it.
I don't want to get sick.
Right. All right. So then there's the iPhone.
Okay.
Apple has admitted that the phones, when they come out with a new one, that your phone will, you know, shut down, slow down. If you thought, my phone's slow, you're right. And they released a statement promising to make things better and to show, you know, we address our customers' concern. We want to recognize your loyalty and regain the trust of anyone who may have doubted Apple's intentions. And this started on December 30th, so I'm sorry I'm just getting this information to you. But I didn't know you could take your phone in and get a new battery.
Yeah, you can.
Well, it was expensive. They've shaved $50 off of it. So I guess it was $79 to get a new battery and people were just upgrading their phone. But right now, through 2018, they're honoring a $29 price. So for $29.
Whole year,
but right now already they say that you're looking at weeks. You have to get an appointment and it's weeks at some stores to get it replaced. So you want to go ahead and get yourself on the Genius Bar list. It's the first time they've ever done anything like this, and I think they're probably out of some batteries right now. If you have a 6, a 7, a 7 Plus, a 7S, whatever you have, I don't know about the 5.
What?
I think you might. I don't know.
You got the 5?
You need
But $29, and they say that it will make your phone fly. So your phone will be like new if you go get this $29 battery.
Isn't that a trip that they can do something somewhere in the universe that makes your phone slow? You know what I'm saying?
It's bad.
Yeah.
That it's anybody bad. Could do that.
They're watching us.
Yeah, it's very big brotherish.
They've seen all our pictures we've taken.
I've seen more and more people putting tape over the little camera on their computers. More and more people doing that.
Sometimes I just look at mine and I'm like, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I talk to it sometimes.
Hey.
What's up, agent?
All right, and then so get on that. And then I have an app that maybe you are great at remembering all of your passwords, but I have had it. 2017, I started a new business, and I, of course, have about 100 passwords for all these new emails and different websites and logins. And every time I get prompted, I have to change my password. I know there's other apps out there, and maybe you've gotten a grip on it, but someone recently recommended one to me that has finally worked great for me. It's called Dashlane. Dashlane recognizes your password, saves it. And every time you create a new one, it registers it. So now, and it uses one master password. So I'm sure if you use a service like this, maybe you're happy, but this is free. I like anything that's free and anything that I can create one password and then all my other ones are stored. And
that's cool.
Finally, I don't have to sit here like confirming with a text message. I mean, every day I feel like I'm trying to change my password to something and I never remember it.
That's good.
So Dashlane is an app and it's free and it's cool.
Got it.
There Dashlane. You go.
That's our no food today.
Oh, I didn't bring you. I brought you a treat. I brought you a fitted hat. I brought you a new snapback. I did not bring you guys any snacks. I was busy.
So I
was
going
to get you guys some food.
I got a hat.
I promise next week I'll bring you a snack.
And you shared that rose thing on my lip thing.
Yeah, the elderberry too.
Yeah.
Man, JC's getting everything today.
Right.
But I got advice. I'm going to go get that black elderberry syrup.
I got advice.
I'm happy to give you guys. Finish merch.
That's good. That's Jenna's. That's what I like.
She'll have another one for us next week because she's always into new stuff.
Yes.
New music.
Mm-hmm. All right.
New stuff to eat. Healthy stuff. Fittish stuff.
Fittish stuff. Yes.
Fittish stuff.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, Happy New Year, Gray Drake.
Hooray! Happy New Year.
Hey, happy
we
new
all
year.
Made it to 2018. How about that?
Oh my God, it's a miracle.
Before we talk about the movies that are coming out for the new year here, we wanted to ask you about that Netflix movie that came out with Will Smith, Bright, because it's getting crushed by critics, but people seem to like it.
They love Will Smith.
And they like it enough to where Netflix is going to come out with a second one. What did you think about it?
Listen, I just watched it to see what all the fuss was.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fun and interesting.
Okay.
Now, I can't go over the top and say that it's a great movie. Netflix obviously spent a ton of money, but I have no idea why the critics hate it so much. So to me, it is exactly what it looked like. Training Day meets Orcs from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know what you're getting into.
Right. It's exactly what it delivers. It's interesting. I had a good time watching it, but I didn't consider it particularly memorable or something I'd want to see again. So, to me, I'm surprised that it's so low on the tomato meter when, in my opinion, that was much more of like a 50-55% movie instead of like a 20% movie.
Mm. So, what's coming out this weekend in the movie world?
Well, for the awards conversation that will be happening as we have the Golden Globes coming up on Sunday. Molly's Game is finally getting a wide release. And this is Jessica Chastain telling the true story of Molly Bloom, who was at first an assistant to like a Hollywood producer.
Okay.
This dude put her in charge of running his very secret high stakes poker game.
Oh.
Then Molly was like, I don't need you, fool. I'm going to do my own game. Ooh. And so she put on like a fancy evening dress. She got a suite at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills. And she hosted this game that had all these famous people in it and these really powerful, business people, eventually moving the game to New York. And then she got busted.
Aww,
oh, man, you can't throw a party and play some poker.
So I watched this movie, and I don't know anything about poker, but for me and for you guys, the movie's easily understandable. It was written by Aaron Sorkin, so this is like newsroom-type dialogue, rapid-fire. Everyone is always talking. There's so much talking. It's like hanging out with me in an elevator. It's long, too. You need to focus in. Focus on Jessica Chastain and what a great actress she is. Idris Elba plays her lawyer. Everyone is fantastic, but once again, blah, 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 poker, poker, river, blah, blah. Poker players, non-poker players, Jessica Chastain fans, Idris Elba lovers, y'all got to see it. It's really good. It's going to win some awards. It is 81% certified fresh.
Oh, wow. Well, it is doing actually pretty well.
Yeah,
you know, it's not shocking based on, you know, any film critic's love of the Sork.
Yeah.
That's what we call him here in L.A., the Sork.
The Sork.
The Sork. The Sork.
Oh, that is absolutely not true. and then the other movie in theaters requires considerably less focus. That is Insidious, The Last Key.
Oh, Jenna, weren't you going to take your little sister to that?
Yes. She's very young. I was going to take her. She wanted to see it. She's seen the other
two. How young is young?
Like 10. She's already seen the other two, though. They watch horror movies. Bad parenting. We all grew up with it.
Continuing the tradition.
Yeah.
Hold on. Middle-aged Gray says, kids these days, am I right?
Yeah. But how is this? I actually just watched the preview before you called, and it looks very scary.
I was so into this movie. I liked it way more than I liked the third Insidious. In this movie, you've got Lynn Shay. She's back as Elise. And she's the psychic that all these movies kind of center around.
Uh-huh.
And she gets a call from a dude who's like, hey, fabulous character actress Lynn Shay, my house is haunted. She's like, really? Give me the address. I will help you. And then she realizes it's her childhood home. Wah, wah. So Elise has to go back to where she grew up to face the demons of her past, both literally and figuratively.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what's different from the last one especially is that you've got a lot of Specs and Tucker. So they're like her assistants, and they're the comic relief in these films. And so the movie actually ends up being good scares, good tension, but also, by the way, PG-13 scares. So note that down, Jenna.
Oh, good. Yeah. Lucy even said that. She goes, is it PG-13? I'm like, it's probably definitely R. But it's PG-13.
Unfortunately for you and me, it's not. So it PG-13 scares, but also a lot of laughs. This one was really funny, and it really made me like the movie more.
Oh, I don't know about that. Don't mix my whore.
What?
I don't like when they try and make horror funny.
How's that doing on the tomato meter?
Well, unfortunately, it's not doing well with critics like most horror movies do, so it's about 24% right now. Mm. And I would say, again, for fans of the series, this is a really good one. I liked it better than the last one, but not better than the first two.
I loved the first Insidious. Yeah, that was good. Well, okay, but good enough for a little kid. I mean, that's my measure for this. Good enough for a small child.
And the new hashtag, don't mix your whore.
Don't mix your whore.
They're going to take away my credit card for saying yes.
I'm sorry. Okay, I won't tell anyone her age. What movie do you recommend we see since the Golden Globes are this weekend, right? Is there something nominated that you think is going to win a lot that we should see?
Oh my God. It's a weird year because I can't tell what the hell is going to win. Honestly, it's been all over the place, but there are two movies that I think are going to win in the best actor and actress category. One of them, The Darkest Hour, stars Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill. The movie is a snooze. I apologize, but I think he's going to win awards this season. And in the actress category, Frances McDormand stars in a movie called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. My friends liked this.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. It is such a good movie. It's so powerful. Yeah. It's funny one minute and sad the next. And Frances McDormand, like, sometimes when she finishes speaking, I just felt like an atom bomb had gone off.
Hmm.
Like she's just so dang good in it. And so those are two that I definitely think are strong in the acting categories.
Three Billboards outside of what?
Billings.
Billings? Okay. We're gonna check that out.
Right. It's Ebbings, Missouri, but you don't have
Billings.
Montana.
Don't remember
Ebbings,
don't
Missouri.
Remember the end of the title. Just Three Billboards is fine.
Okay. My friends were talking about this over a break on vacation, and they said that they really liked this one.
Cool.
So,
it's amazing. Wait, JC, how many billboards?
Three.
There you go.
Ebbings, Billings, Ebbings.
Ebbings.
Three billboards.
Shout out, Billings.
Got
good job,
it.
Guys. All right. Drake, from RottenTomatoes.com. We'll talk to you again next week and see what's going on.
2018.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Right in between that sneeze but not sneezing.
Oh, that feeling.
Just in that tickle.
Yeah, that's
the tickle zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tickle zone, but I really want to sneeze because that's my favorite feeling.
Don't want to start
sneezing. It is?
Yeah.
You like it more than a massage?
Yeah.
More than laundry?
If I could sneeze over and over again for about an hour.
Oh, boy.
That would be my dream.
Better than scratching a mosquito bite.
Yeah, I hate the mosquito bites.
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
I don't like that.
I don't but I don't the like feeling that. Of scratching.
I like
and
the
after
Q-tip.
You stop scratching, it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that means a mosquito bit me and I feel taken advantage of.
What about the feeling of when you have to pee real bad and finally do?
That's my favorite.
That's a good feeling.
Oh, when you hold it for a long time?
Yeah.
Will you feel like it's going to come out the other way?
Yeah, that's
out of your mouth because you're so full?
Ew.
Whoa. Out of my nose.
Well, it's not really going to do that, but it starts hurting your body.
What's your favorite feeling?
What's your favorite feeling?
I'd say Q-tip in the ear is a close second.
No.
No, I'm not really a fan
dangerous.
Of that. I mean, I like it. I like cleaning
You're
my ears.
You're supposed to have some protection in there.
I'll leave the protection in there, but I still like the feeling of it.
Yeah, some people need to get a Q-tip up in there.
Yeah. You see some gold.
When I ruptured that eardrum, they told me never do it.
Well.
But yeah, no, they tell you not to.
Don't go deep.
Yet they sell them. Yeah, don't go deep.
Hot towel on the face. That's a pretty good feeling. Hot towel.
Gosh, I want a back massage. That's a good feeling.
The peeling of the Biore strip.
No.
It hurts.
Oh, I don't know why. I just love that little feeling.
No.
Sometimes it makes me sneeze.
Sometimes I crawl into bed at night. I'm so happy to be there. I start crying.
Yes, same.
I have done that.
I do that.
I'm like,
oh, I'm
so happy right now.
An arm tickle?
Uh-huh.
An arm tickle?
Just a slight brush, like one of those little light tickles?
Gosh, I need to hire a tickler.
I bet you can find one.
Yeah. We can take caller 10.
Yeah. During the break, though, I feel like Jenna and Al were having wagers on who was going to get more action this year.
Well, Al and I both, let's just be honest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, all right.
We had our driest spell of our lives in 2017.
Oh, yes,
both
for sure.
Being, he was long distance, I was dumped.
I was long distance and then broke up.
Yeah,
and I was dumped. So we were having a very intimate discussion about how much laundry we did, and we said how much will we have in 2018. I think 2018 is going to be a strong year for me.
2017, really? I was in single digits.
Yeah.
2017, single digits.
And that was just
one hand? One hand single digits?
maybe. I hadn't even thought about it, but it's definitely single digits.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, it may be. I mean, it was
rough.
It was a rough year.
It was a combo of rough and neither him or I cared.
Yeah.
You know, like I didn't care
one
and
bit.
It was going out. It was dry and I didn't care.
Wasn't going out looking like it. So I ran across this GIF, whatever it is. How many times will you, in 2018? And I started laughing. I'm like.
Did you start crying?
Is it like a quiz?
No, it's just, you know, people ask. I mean, a guy put it on his Facebook. How many times will you in 2018? And people, I guess, are supposed to comment.
I thought maybe there was like a quiz you could take and would guesstimate.
Yeah, we'll tell you what it is.
So you want a wager, Al?
I feel like it's unfair when a girl and a guy have a wager when it comes to that.
Yeah, but I'm in a different headspace. I'm not in this whole willy-nilly whatever.
What we should do is we get a big bag of marbles.
Okay.
Two fish bowls. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever has to say a word.
We come in.
You come in and drop a marble in your bowl.
The Jenna bowl or the apple?
We count the marbles. Nobody ever says, don't acknowledge
nothing.
It. It'll be our little secret from everybody listening right now.
Yeah.
And on the last day of the year, we count the marbles.
I like that.
And we know we don't acknowledge it.
I like it. Well, I'll die when I come in Monday and I drop five marbles.
You know what? And that's ours. Whoever's listening right now.
We're not going to say anything.
We'll never say another word about it. Because let's be honest, this is vulgar.
Are you going to?
Whatever. It's funny.
It's funny. But we're going to not. And on December 3rd, whatever the last day of the year is, we're going to count the marbles.
Will you be in charge of bowls and marbles?
I'll go buy bowls and marbles today.
And we'll just put them right here.
One by his desk, one by hers. And just don't, you know.
Nice.
Or we do this.
This could be embarrassing. This could be hugely humiliating.
What color marbles do you want? Blue?
No, I'm going to get a bag of marbles. I'm not dividing them out.
I want red.
Come on.
Al gets blue.
No, we're not doing that. Don't make it more complicated.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going to
put that in my little errand thing today. Buy marbles. Buy.
So starting Monday.
And you guys take bets in the office.
And fish bowls.
Yeah, we will. And it's honor code, right?
I have no reason to lie.
I agree.
Lying makes me look hoochie.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah. Right, you're right.
I would not lie.
I have no reason to lie.
And the winner gets what?
All the marbles. Come on.
No, what is
that's the winning right there.
If you got all the marbles, then you won.
You won 2018.
That is true. Yeah, I mean, you just, having all the marbles makes you a winner.
Oh, yeah, if this is the year of love for me, then you're in trouble. You know,
like
if I start dating, but Al, you could just.
I if you're betting in the office, I wouldn't put a lot of money on me.
Yeah. You never know, Al. You could turn the corner and there she is.
You have a bar. You have hundreds of women that come by every day.
You have little people wrestling.
Or every year.
Yeah, sure.
You never know.
I have never in my life been so uninspired to hook up. Ever.
Because you used to be Big Al in the house. Play a Big Al Mac.
Never, ever. I don't remember a time span in my life where I've been less motivated.
Yeah.
To hook up.
Well, you know what? You're getting back in the gym.
Yes.
And, you know, you're going to get rid of some dead weight, as in one of your bars. And maybe a weight is lifted off your shoulders and that'll get you more.
But Al, do you think maybe as a guy, as you get older, it's like you just don't want to deal with the headache that comes along with hooking up with a bunch of chicks and trying to balance it and lie?
You don't have to be looking to hook up, but you might find a relationship.
That's very true. I mean, I wasn't looking for a doctor girlfriend necessarily when we met. She wandered in and was hanging out with some of her friends and I bought her a shot and boom, we were hanging out for 5 years. So, yeah, that's true.
Because whoever gets in a relationship between the two of you first is probably going to end up being the winner.
Right.
You would think, yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm supposed to go on a date tonight.
You got a date tonight?
Yeah.
You better make sure you get a bowl, Kelly. Yeah, you better make sure you get
a bowl. No,
Jenna's a lady.
I'm a lady now.
Maybe I should get a fish tank instead of a fish bowl.
Oh, why, you said I'm a lady now?
Yeah.
You're a lady always.
Fine, if we're being totally honest. I mean, I went through my phase of, like, a little bit of... Let's have a little fun.
Uh-huh.
Let's have a little no strings attached fun.
Yeah.
But after being in a relationship where I thought I was going to marry someone, it just that kind of relationship totally lost its luster for me. I mean, I had a rebound after the relationship ended, but it's just not as enjoyable. Like, I'm not looking for anything, but if I do get in something, I want to be in love. And then I think intimacy is much better when you... or have feelings for someone.
100%.
I don't sleep on the first date.
Here's what you do, Kelly. Get Jenna a regular size bowl. Give me a ramekin.
Okay. Get him a shot glass.
Al, you'll do fine, buddy.
Al, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Just put a little 5 ounce, little 4 ounce, little deal.
Oh, come on.
It doesn't even bother me. That's the bad part.
I know.
It doesn't bother me one bit. It really doesn't.
I have no FOMO.
I can't explain it. I'm driving down my street. I'm three blocks from my bar.
Yeah.
And I'm driving down the street, and I see a sign over to the right on this building that just went up. It said Low T Center. I said, is somebody trying to tell me something?
Oh, like, I'm they're so on every street corner.
I'm so unmotivated right now.
You have no drive.
Yeah.
I have drive.
I don't. I'm like, no.
That's okay.
No. It does not bother me.
That's okay. As long as it doesn't bother you, it's okay, right?
I'm going to get you some tea.
You got a lot of... You got
you some spare tea?
You got some spare tea?
So we wear your tea hat right now?
I'm just talking. I'm just talking to be talking. But yeah. I'm totally cool.
Okay. The gym's going to help you.
It will. That'll get your groove back.
Yeah, because working out makes me feel into it.
And maybe if you start maybe giving up sweats every day and start, you know.
Well, I'm trying to.
You're living a comfy life.
Al, would you be willing to get a wax?
No.
Okay. Wax what?
Wax what, yeah. I don't got nothing to wax there.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to wear pants with zippers and shirts with buttons again?
You feel incredible.
Everything?
Everything. You feel great.
No.
I'll go with you.
Feel frisky.
No.
Yeah, can we go?
No.
Al, how about this? How about
no.
You do something that you think will make me feel sexy, and I make you do something that will get you back in the game?
I don't understand. I mean, I do, kind of.
Like, but you do something for her, she does something for you.
But you say you have low T, so like I know some things that I think would make you feel...
I guess I don't know. Anyway,
Never mind. Yeah. It's going to be like getting him to climb a mountain.
Right. So we're going to get the marble bowl. Yeah. It starts on Monday. And then we're not going to
mention it
until the end of the year when we count marbles.
Yeah, there's no way you guys aren't going to mention that when I come drop marbles in that
nope.
I'm going to look at you with a big old smile like, yeah, I know what that means you did.
A sock full of marbles.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.